Hello and welcome to the first episode of the brand new Youtini Show, formerly known as the Living Force Podcast. If you want to get the full experience, head on over to the Youtini YouTube channel, where you can see our brand new setup as we discuss the new direction of this show and Youtini as a whole. We're so glad you're here. We're so glad we're back. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of the Youtini Show. I'm Eric here with Corey, Charles, and Wes. And before we start recording, I got to tell you, we were talking about our favorite gourmet chicken shop. Charles, how's the Zaxby's you've had over the last 5 years?
I don't think I've actually eaten Zaxby's since the first Zaxby's comment. I don't know if it's because I sometimes refer to Zaxby's by another name that's very fitting. It's Laxby's. It might be a little bit because of that.
Laxby's. Did you just have that in the chamber ready to go?
I mostly usually call it Laxby's. That's a real thing that's in my everyday life.
Well,
but, the other thing is...
Stool soft. Why?
Oh, it's a poop joke? Okay, continue.
This is terrible. Yeah, we thought we're coming back.
We can't open with this.
We've been gone for so long. And this is how we come back. Everybody, I'm so sorry. But also, I'm not sorry at all because, everybody, we are back. The four of us. We did the Living Force podcast for many years. If you're finding this and didn't know that, that's a weird opening you just saw. But it's how we started our first episode. Guys, that was back in 2018, I think, was when we first did that show.
Out of context, it's not great. Even in context, it's really
also not our best by a country mile. But I missed you guys. It's good to see you again.
It's been it simultaneously feels like it's been a million years, and also like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know how that is.
It's very odd. It is, when we ended the last show of the Living Forest, last time all you guys saw us, we talked about like how we were so lucky to have like adult male friendships that had a regular time to talk. And because that last show was back in like September, October of last year, like I have been... I felt that absence of like the every week chilling with you guys and like realizing how lucky we were to do that.
If you're new here, we are four white dudes that do a podcast together.
Revolutionary.
We did a Star Wars podcast called The Living Force for several years, and we just got over a little break.
Right? Yeah, a sabbatical, if you will.
A sabbatical. Yep, we took some time off. We basically pivoted the entirety of Youtini.
Yep.
And I want to talk about that a little bit. I want to talk about why we took some time off. I want to talk about what this new show is going to be and, you know, why we still allow Wes to be on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the big thing. If y'all can figure it out and email me, then I'll have a good answer to get back to Corey so he doesn't fire me from my volunteer.
Absolutely. Email Wes at corey@utini.com with any and all issues because as you guys may see on the video here, the three of us are in person in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Wes is still holding down the fort in Texas because he straight up refuses to move here.
Not refuses. He said that it would cost us a lot of money.
Oh, that's true. We refuse to pay Wes to move here. I think that's really
everything is a price. I assume.
Everything has to come with money. That's so
right. Yeah,
that's right. But we've changed this a lot.
Our friendship's not worth enough, Wes. Yeah, I said no. They're not. I'm sorry. I mean,
when we saw the invoice, Wes, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yeah, so we have a different setup now. We have four cameras in my living room. Wes is on the TV.
Wes didn't change anything. Let's be honest. Wes is doing what Wes has done for 4 years.
It's true. It's nice. True. I'm standing now instead of sitting.
That's healthy.
So that's different.
Happy for you, bro.
How's your back?
Are you aligned?
Well, I have to sit down after a couple minutes. As soon as the camera flicks off of me, then I'm sitting down.
Okay, great. But yeah, we changed up our physical setup. And we also, like you're saying, Corey, we did change up not only what the show is, but the company. Youtini.
We did.
Is something that obviously the Living Force was kind of the podcast that talked all about Star Wars canon information and then anything we wanted to talk about week to week. And in the last few months, you guys may have noticed, Corey did put up a great video about how Youtini as a whole has changed kind of our overall mission while not abandoning Star Wars. We still love Star Wars. I'm wearing a Chopper shirt. Hold on. Breathe, everybody. We still love Star Wars. It's still a big part of us, but it's not all we are anymore. And I think that's been fun.
Yeah, I think in kind of a weird way, which I think we should get into that a little bit, but in a weird way, I feel like the Living Force sort of set the stage for that, I think, a little bit. I think all of us sort of agreeing that maybe we needed some time off from... you know, talking about Star Wars every single week for like, what, 4 years,
right? Yep.
I think it sort of made us step back and think about why are we doing this in the first place, and that sort of sparked some deeper questions about what is it we actually like about this thing. Is it just Jedi and the Force and Yoda and the movies and TV shows, or is it deeper than that? And I think the conclusion that we very obviously landed on is that, you know, this means more to us than just a fandom. Mm-hmm. Right? It's more than just a fantasy universe for us to escape to. It's friendship and belonging, and, you know, we like Wes.
Yeah, it's Wes that we got. I can see you losers. If I just get in my car, I don't see Wes without this show, and that's really bummed me out.
Okay. I mean, y'all are so excited to see each other the first time you showed up in that apartment. You were just like, oh, we're having the best of time. And I'm here by myself.
Like, are you guys going to let me in the call?
I can hear the echo of my voice in this room, and it sucks. But I hope y'all have a good time. Time.
But I think it's especially interesting because, like, you know, because we've been doing that, we did Living Force for 4 years, and we naturally grew as friends for all those years. Like, we met each other in person. We've now had multiple guys trips where we've done stuff in person, and we also just kind of shared interests, and it began to get weird on the show to see you guys and be like, okay, hold on, we're going to talk for an hour and a half. We can't talk about the stuff we actually talk about offline, online. So let's pretend we're not actually just texting about, like, how the Miami Heat can't do anything in the fourth quarter, and how and how, like, the new F1 race is exciting, or, like, we started to put that in a little bit at the beginning of shows, like, and it felt kind of odd.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Yeah, and we
it's like, wait, hold on, dial back in, we gotta talk about Star Wars.
Yeah,
Star Wars. And it's like, Star Wars is so awesome. I love talking about Star Wars.
We naturally do.
Yes, the Acolyte trailer came out today, and we talked about it
as we're recording,
and everywhere else, right? But I also want to talk about, you know, a little deeper stuff as well.
Yeah. I think the thing that it comes down to that we realized that we were enjoying was, like, the shared experience itself.
Yeah.
And we wanted more experiences than just the ongoing conversation about Star Wars, which we'll still have. If we're comparing shirts, I'm also wearing my Yoda shirt, which I love. I love this shirt very much.
It's a salt shirt.
But no, we're going to talk about a lot of other things and hopefully bring people along the way to some new interests as well, because this isn't just for us, even though it is fun for us, and that's why we decided to keep this thing going.
Yeah.
It's also to hopefully introduce some new subjects to some new people as well.
Well, let's talk about that, actually, because I think that is sort of the fundamental nature we wanted this show to be, is what is this new version of Youtini, and what is the extension of that with this show, the Youtini show? Because we kind of changed everything. You know, I started this company as a side hustle years ago, because I was trying to make some money on the side when I was in medical school.
I started to hear the intro that we had. Like, I started Youtini back in my, like, your voiceover. What was that on? It was on, like,
it was on YouTube. It was the trailer.
I heard, like, the sparkly. And I was like, I started Youtini back in 2018 to do a little book.
I was a third year medical student. Third year? Yes, third year medical student on my psychiatry rotation. And
that'll be on the quiz, everybody. Remember that. Psychiatry rotation.
Psychiatry
rotation. They gave you some medicine and told you to go get help.
That's right.
Yep. And when Corey stole a bunch of LSD from the side, he decided to think about life in a different way.
Yes, that's basically it. Actually,
All right, moving on.
We started this thing because I wanted a side hustle. I was interested in business, and I was like, what's the thing I know more than most people? And it was Star Wars books. I'd read a whole bunch of them since I was a kid, and that turned into a book box, and we actually sold the books. And I've interviewed multiple people who've joined the Youtini team in the last year, actually, who've never heard of the book box, which is
wow. That means they haven't heard of Youtini Tuesdays.
That's right.
Youtini Tuesdays.
I went on a podcast, and I paid him a bunch of money to go on a podcast to market my new business that I started. And I accidentally said, I didn't mean to, it was a total accident. I accidentally said, I need some help. I want to write. I want to create a website. I need a blog. You know, if you want to help me or you're interested in Star Wars, then reach out. Here's my email.
Wow.
I got pressured into that in a weird way on that show. And Eric emailed me 30 minutes after it aired.
Absolutely. I was very lonely, everyone. I was very lonely and purposeless as I was substitute teaching from my zero bedroom studio in Chicago.
Yes. And then I think Charles messaged me.
Same day.
Same day.
Yeah. Which was very unlike me. And yeah, now I'm sitting on your couch 5 years later.
So what we're hearing is all of us did very out of character things to make this happen.
And not it wasn't that much longer, actually, that Wes joined the team. I think it was maybe a year.
I think maybe a year.
Had we transitioned off the book boxes or no?
Yes.
We had just I think we had just done that, didn't we?
I think my initial conversation with you was that I was upset and actually pretty pissed off that these book boxes have stopped because they were great.
It's not a lot of conversation with Corey Gay. It's like, I'm upset because of something you did.
But I also wanted to help. That way I could probably try to, you know, entice you to bring the book boxes back. That was my real goal. But it's never, you never listened to reason.
I will mail you books like occasionally if it will just make you happy.
You could just do it.
So I think after doing that for a year, we just realized that it was too much to do.
All
the inventory and the packing the boxes and all that stuff was all me and my wife Caitlin.
Yeah,
and like you guys wrote for us. We did videos. Charles and Utini Tuesday.
Yep. We produced an entire magazine, which ended up just being like 8 articles, but they were like 3 per person, and it was monthly. And we're also gonna do articles on the site, and like it was just.
It was a lot.
It was a much. Our team at that point was probably about a quarter the size that it is today, which I think a lot of people don't understand. Like, we have a team of 40 something right now, Utini? 30, 40 something?
Something like that. It's a lot.
We were a much smaller team doing a lot more physical labor, which was odd.
Yeah, that's true. And so we transitioned. We transitioned away from the book boxes and into kind of media. We were like, what if instead of giving people the Star Wars books, what if we just taught them how to navigate.
Show them the way, like Muad'Dib.
Yes.
Paul Atreides.
Is that a Dune reference?
Duke of... It is.
Okay.
These guys, no one here has seen Dune 2. I've seen it 4 times, so technically we've all seen it once if you average it out.
That'll help the jokes land, yes.
I nailed it.
We did this for a while. We started a podcast. We did that for a while, and somewhere along the way, I think we realized that it wasn't just really Star Wars that we were all passionate about. It was lots of other things. Uh-huh. And it actually wasn't just the fandom itself that we were passionate about. It was the experience of participating in fandom. Uh-huh. And I think that conversation sort of led to, what if we did something different with the show?
Uh-huh.
And what if that sort of changed kind of what we did with the company? So in the last like 6 months or so, we've totally pivoted everything. We've announced that Utini is not just going to cover Star Wars anymore, the Star Wars fandom. We're going to expand to more nerd culture and to sports eventually as well. We want to help people get into fandom and experience what we have experienced, I think, with each other. And, you know, Utini is a pretty big group now. I mean, it's not just the 4 of us on this show. I mean, we have a really active Slack team that manages everything, the website, the articles, everything you guys have ever seen that Utini's ever produced is a pretty huge team behind it. And man, we've developed quite a community.
Yeah, and I think when we realized that our conversations and our Slack teams were the moments where I realized what was going on. Because I realized that I was looking at our Slack, and yes, we talked about Star Wars, but we had like a gaming channel and a sports channel, which were way more active with the same people that were like, we met through Star Wars. But I realized that if you have a hyper-focused fandom like Star Wars and you meet people in there, you trust them. Like with us four, like, I met you guys through Star Wars. We had a baseline. We formed a friendship on that. So then every new thing that we got brought to the table, it's like, oh, cool. I know that the person that I trust and like likes this thing, so I'll probably like it, which is how we saw over these last couple of years our whole staff start to share interests and share excitement and, like, our personal group chats that, oh, my God, will never see the light of day because they're horrific. that's how we're also sharing new interests, though, is like, we just happened to talk about these things, and because we were friends through Star Wars initially, we accepted that, and we realized, oh my God, I think a lot of people don't understand that's a great thing. Like, it is wonderful to form a fandom and then use that to grow into other things and accept new things with your friends, and that was the whole mission.
Yeah, it sort of has pivoted, you know. I don't think Utini's mission anymore is just, let's let people enjoy Star Wars in this sort of safe, happy, joyful environment. Now it's like,
well, Star Wars is dead, so that's why.
Kathleen Kennedy killed it. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Lasers, 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 lasers.
That's not true. Nobody knows that about us. We don't actually.
Oh, God, this is in episode 0, right? Okay. It's
episode 0.
Well, that is a good point. I don't know how much we want to delve into this, but I think what you were saying is you know, when we figured out that this was like a solid group to experience Star Wars with, it's not that you start talking about other things because you trust their opinion on something. Like Corey got as an F1. It wasn't like, oh yeah, I like what he thinks about Star Wars, I'll try out F1. It was just like, I enjoyed experiencing that thing with this group, right? Yeah. So it's not, it's really not even the thing. It's just like, what can you experience with these friends?
And it comes out to the friendship.
Yeah.
And it comes off on you when you're excited about stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like when your friends are into stuff, you want to share in that, I think. And if you can have the right attitude about it and not be like a total douche canoe about it.
That does help.
Right?
That does help.
You can be like, no, this is my friend. I am genuinely interested in making him happy. Wes, what is happening?
Wes is canoeing.
He's on the canoe.
I was, canoeing up the river. And you make it fairly easy to get into Formula One, which I haven't yet sort of. So, but you did give me the perfect jumping off point, which would be Drive to Survive, right?
Yeah.
I need to watch Drive to Survive, and then that's where I'm at. So, you know,
that's the first step.
If it's easy enough, it's the first step. So the first step is something that was easy enough of a show that I can watch on Netflix, right? So
and that's like the whole pivot of the company has been so in that spirit, Wes, of like saying, hey, if you go to Youtini, you know that we will give you a place where you can explore new things in a easy to consume way, in a way that's fun with people that love it, that aren't going to judge you, because that's the worst feeling in the world, right? Is like if you go into a thing like popular movies, I think is a huge one where it's like, oh, you haven't seen blank, is always said as a you haven't seen Dune? Oh yeah, hey, we're on camera, pretend I like you. It's like, you know, oh, you haven't seen The Godfather Part 2, you haven't seen Citizen Kane,
you're not a real movie fan.
Yeah,
you're not real.
And that's where the conversation ends, and I think that's what we realized is like, if at any point during Star Wars, during F1, during hunting, during basketball, if at any point during these, the statement, oh, you haven't seen blank, is offered with an air of condescension, then you're not going to explore that ever. Like, you won't find that.
It doesn't create, the cliche term is a safe space, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's deeper than that, right? It's not really a safe space. It's like a...
It's a Thunderdome.
Yeah.
Which is unsafe, but exciting.
But it has a better name.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. It's accessible. It's a point where we created this Youtini ethos, right? That's like empathy and inclusion and the idea that you're welcomed in. So the YouTube channel, as you all might have seen, is trying to make videos about that. And Corey had the idea when we were talking about the show of like, what if our show becomes that just in practice?
Yeah, basically, that's basically it. You know, I think, the thing that Youtini offers is a shared set of ideals, right? And a shared set of core values about passion and positivity. It's all on our website. You can see the core values that we have. I mean, passion, positivity, inclusion, diversity. It's about experiencing fandom with rules, basically.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to seek to look for the thing that you like. You know, it's okay to be negative occasionally.
Yeah,
it's okay to.
You don't have to like everything, and that was the problem that I think criticism. That we sometimes felt the pressure. I felt the pressure of.
Right, we have to like everything. You have to love everything. That's not what being a fan is. You can dislike stuff, but you can do it in a way that doesn't ruin it for anybody else.
Yeah, as respectful and. I think we also realized that we, as friends, figured out how to read a room.
Yeah.
Of like, if one of us really likes something. Okay, great. Have room to love it.
We've all been in that position where, like, you know, you get to talking about something you're really interested in or passionate about with a group, and people are listening. Maybe you're at a party or something, and then somebody walks into that conversation and is like, "Oh, you liked that? You liked The Last Jedi?" And it's like, dude, you just like, crawl. You want to crawl inside your own skin. It's always The Last Jedi.
It's always The Last Jedi. That movie rots. Shut up.
That sucks, though. It really sucks.
It's like, awful.
It hurts every single time. Even somebody like me or you guys who is like, you know, you can't touch me with your Star Wars hate. Like,
you can't hurt me.
Are you joking? My armor is like freaking M1 Abrams tank thick. Like, genuinely. Like, no, there's no opinion that anybody can possibly have about Star Wars that could take that from me, but it still hurts.
Yeah.
You know?
Because you start to feel like either you betray your own feelings on, like, what you value, or you're, like, you're starting to feel like an imposter.
Yeah.
You're not a fake fan. It's like,
it's
a, It's a rock and a hard place. Yeah. It's a terrible place to be.
How many thousands of hours do we have in Star Wars at this point?
Podcast
and Utini and podcast? Slack.
250,000 and with a million more well on the way. You know?
Yeah, it's too much to count for sure.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's
when
a lot.
Too much, when it's too much to count, that means that, A, you enjoy it, and then you get into the point where you're got past the enjoyment and you're nitpicking everything. And so,
yeah. Like example B, how many times have you tied your shoes? You know, can't count that. It's
Corey
so
cannot.
Enjoyable.
Never, yeah. Never
actually.
I did forget how to tie my shoes.
Yeah, that's why you wear the loafers.
Did I ever tell you guys that?
Wait.
I'm sorry.
That's a true story.
Time out.
Say audience. More. Sorry.
We'll be right back. Go ahead.
This is the part of the podcast where if you're washing dishes and it's like you pause it because it's a little loud, don't pause it. Just let it play.
When I was a freshman in college, I genuinely forgot how to tie my shoes.
For how long?
I had to learn. I had to relearn. It took me like 2 or 3 weeks.
Did you have the head injury, though?
There was no head injury. I genuinely, one time, I went to put my shoes on. I was on the way to class. I was a little stressed, and my shoe came untied. And I was like, shit, I got to tie that up. I couldn't.
What else have you forgotten to do?
All right, everyone, we're going to play a game now. Let's see. Was that A mini stroke? Was it B, a little too much stress? Or C, did medical school put so much information into Corey's brain that his hard drive ran out of space and you had to delete
this? This was undergrad. This is pre-medical school. I was a freshman in college, genuinely.
That's right.
And I had this moment where I looked down at my shoe. I looked down at my shoe. It was untied, and I did not know what to do with it. I like tried several different options.
So you tied it that morning, conceivably.
I had to get on YouTube. I had to open a YouTube video and walk me through how to tie the knot.
I actually tie my shoes different than most people tie their shoes, I think. But that'll be something I can display on a later date.
I wear elastic laces now, actually. I got those like bread laces on TikTok. And I put them on my shoes. You tie them and then you just like open them.
That's what I needed.
They were great.
Do your shoes
not a sponsor, but they're on the TikTok shop. You've seen them.
Your shoes also light up if you like stomp really hard.
They don't. And I'd appreciate if you didn't bring that up because I'm very sore about the fact that they don't. Did you guys have Heelys? Did you have Heelys as a kid?
Never had Heelys.
What did you say, Wes?
No. I use Velcro.
Velcro shoes?
Just like your wallet, right?
This doesn't surprise me.
Like your chain wallet?
It's like so not inconspicuous when it's like a completely silent room.
Do you like attach?
Open up your wallet for anything?
Do you attach the Velcro with like one of those claw grabbers? So you don't have to bend it.
Did it bend out because of his back earlier?
Thing. Can you do that?
I'm sure you can.
I couldn't do that.
You can't mention anything that might border on hyper efficiency to Corey, or else he's going to try it.
That's true. That whole shoe thing, it really messed me up, though. It freaked me out. Like, I was like, do I have amnesia?
It's
like,
legitimately startling.
It genuinely startled me. I remember very, very vividly being afraid. There's something wrong with me. I mean, I relearned how to do it.
Be afraid.
Yeah. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Maybe we'll do it.
What does Yoda say?
Oh, he goes, you should be.
You should.
You should.
You should be.
Which is, okay.
Or no, you will be.
You will be.
It's you will be.
Which is, okay, very startling.
Oh, you. He's so creepy.
It's a kid's movie, and it's like, cool, we're going to see my master, Yoda, master, a wise in person. I'm afraid. Oh, you will be.
It's his eyes.
You will be.
He's got squinty eyes.
It's
really
horrifying.
Anyway.
Your eyes just went like Frodo when he's about to put the ring on, and he goes,
Honestly, though, Yoda also doesn't know how to tie his shoes. So, like, I think you're
good. It's true.
I think you're good.
Not yet.
I'm good now. I relearned. Everything is well. I didn't have a stroke as far as I know. Anyway, you teeny pivot.
If you don't look into it, it didn't happen.
That's correct. I want to ask you guys, though, because we had some really tough conversations, I think, a few months ago when we were talking about, you know, I think we decided to change the show before we decided to pivot the entire company.
Oh yeah, we didn't know. Yes. So to pull back the curtain a little bit as well, so I work for Utini now full time. And
because I became a doctor.
Yeah, to be clear.
I started making a lot of money and I was like, why don't we actually invest in this business? So
I was going to keep it magical, but yeah, Corey pays me because he's a doctor.
That's right.
But that we had been talking about that idea for months because you don't do that in insanity without talking about it for at least half a year.
That's right.
But we weren't sure on that start date and everything like that when we decided to pause the show. We knew that we were thinking of that, but at that point there wasn't a pivot. It was just like maybe we should make Utini itself more. But yeah, you're right. We did do that before we knew that this whole ethos and mission was changing.
So I wanted to ask you guys why, because we had those conversations early on, right? I remember very vividly, because I sat on this for a long time. I rewrote the message several times before I even sent it to you guys of like, do you want to continue doing the show? I don't even want to ask the question.
Yeah.
I feel it lingering. We need to ask it.
Yeah.
Like, we either need, something needs to change or we need to stop.
Yeah.
Like, I remember asking you guys that. And that, like,
I was terrified.
Everybody was really freaked out. I was terrified. Like, I didn't want to ask it, but I feel like I had to ask it. And
I'm getting a sensory memory now, as you say. Like, yes. I'm feeling.
So why did you want to keep going? Why did you want to do something else? Why did you want to do this every week? Give up your evening, set all this crap up in my living room.
We used to have less setup.
We did. That's true.
I said it on our last show last September. The Living Force was easily the best part of my week for 4 years. When we started the Living Force, I was living in a different city. I was in a different career. I was a different person. I had read 10 Star Wars books. I didn't know anything was going on. And this was the constant for 4 years.
You went by Derek.
I went by Derek. My social security number was different. I hadn't robbed that bank yet. Like, so many things were different.
You weren't a witness protection.
Yeah. I kept podcasting the whole time because I'm a white guy and I needed my thoughts heard.
The jig is up there. To move again.
But, like, hanging out with you guys, like, also to pull back the curtain, since we went off the air, like, I got engaged and you guys are all going to be in my wedding party. Yeah. Like,
allegedly.
Allegedly.
You said yes. but, like, this show was the constant in my life for 4 years. Like, the only thing that hadn't changed, the only thing that I loved every week, the only thing that even if we had a topic we weren't as passionate about, I still loved hanging with you guys. And seeing that message was realizing, okay, yeah, there have been some moments, that some weeks that were harder than others, and we don't really talk about the books as much and the Slack anymore. And it was a realization of, am I going to lose this?
Yeah.
And to answer your question about why you want to continue, I'm like, that's not an option because I love you guys and I love doing this. So how do we pivot?
Yeah. I mean, I think my answer is very similar. The only thing that I'll say that was unique, though you had a very similar experience, is that a lot of the show, a good portion of the show, is through the pandemic, obviously, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it was like a weird touchstone of like normalcy a little bit, where it's like, okay, I can't even like go outside without wearing a mask, you know, everything was so strange that you don't see people, you avoid people, but it was like the way to still socialize and like still have that kind of touchstone of, it's a normal thing. Okay. It's, you know, it's a Monday night. We're going to sit down and we're going to talk. Right.
When you guys were in residency during the pandemic too, like you guys were going through the most hellish imaginable part of it.
It was bad. But the thing though, when you start, you know, we got through obviously the majority of that, and then you start to look forward and you say, okay, you know, I don't necessarily want to have to find a thing, right, when like the next big thing happens or life isn't so great or this, that, or the other thing. It's like, okay, I have this like structure, right? Yeah. I have these friendships. Like, why wouldn't you want to continue those things? Mm-hmm. And then what comes comes. But you know, it's how do you end this show? Or like, here's a question for you. What would our lives and our friendships be like without this show, without this structured time?
It would be, you would just continue on just as normal as you possibly can, but it's just not there.
Just not.
Something like,
just
we said at the top of this, like, I being here tonight, talking to you guys, and we've done some tests of this show, by the way, but
this
it hasn't been weekly.
17.
Yeah, but it hasn't been weekly, and I have, like, it. Even though, like, Corey, you and I actively work together, we all do have a group text still. Like, I haven't seen Wes on the Zoom. We haven't sat down with beers down the couch. Like,
that's right, because we all are in a group text, and then also I have a group text with just Corey and Wes, and then I also have a group text with just Wes and Eric, and then I also have...
We'll be right back after this, a betrayal break.
Caitlin,
I'm going to text Corey and Wes about this after the show in our group text. I'm already so angry about it.
Listen, that's a good point, actually, because Caitlin asked me a couple weeks ago, a few months ago, when we were all wishy-washy about whether or not we wanted to do this, keep going with it and everything. And like, I was like, I really don't want to, like, I know that we could all stay friends if we, you know, at this point, we're in too deep at this point, right? But there is that little sort of inkling thing in the back of your mind of like, if you stop doing something that is a grounding exercise almost with your friends, there is the chance that you drift apart.
It's like a relationship. Like, we can stop going on date nights. We're still together. It's like, you know,
we all live in the same city now and Wes is in Texas. Right, there's a chance that if we don't stay
in Texas and y'all will still live in the same city,
right?
That's the way that you should have structured that. Wes is in Texas and y'all live in the same city.
That's correct.
Wes also corrects us a lot, which we hate.
You know, stay over there.
But for real, like, we see each other on the reg and it's like we have, you know, a text we have text groups and whatever, but like if we are not making a concentrated effort to be there for Wes and Wes for us and to include you and be part of our group and to be friends, and you could drift away, you know? And Caitlin asked me a couple months ago, she's like, why don't you guys just get together on Monday night, even if you don't do a show? I'm like, because it won't happen. Because, you know, because then it's not a priority anymore.
We're men in our 30s. Like, honestly, as an adult, it's such a cliche that you don't believe, I think, in your early 20s, that, like, you have to plan to hang out as an adult.
Yeah, everywhere. If it's not on the calendar, it doesn't happen.
It's so real.
And then when someone last minute cancels... it feels really good.
Yeah.
That's a real thing that happens in your 30s. That's real.
But hey, that's a great point, is that any time that we ever had to not do a show, I never felt relieved.
That's
fair. Always felt like I missed you guys.
And on top of that, there were, because I think I will go out on a limb here and say I was probably the most burnout out of us talking about Star Wars. Maybe I was the most vocal about it.
I was probably the most worried about you and Wes, honestly.
Yeah.
Everybody that was doing it.
But to make
Corey and I are way too manic, hyper-obsessive, so.
But to make your point, even on nights where, like, man, I just don't feel like sitting down, I don't even want to talk about, like, this topic, coming out of the show every time, like, 100% can't miss, I felt better. Yeah. It was just fun just to have the experience, even if, like, I wasn't that stoked about the show.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I do enjoy structure. So structure gives me this.
That's from your prison time, Wes.
You know what? I would have been a military kid if I could. My mom didn't lie to me when I was 17 or 16 years old. But anyways,
we're just gonna gloss over that.
We'll unpack that.
We're just gonna move.
She said the army wouldn't accept me or something. She gave me some kind of reason for it, and I was like,
because you forgot to tie your shoes. You forgot how to tie your shoes.
I still wear Velcro shoes, but so like I have a very mundane job. So nothing exciting happens. Yes, there's hard decisions I have to be made daily, but it's the drive into work, the shitty drive into work, the traffic on the way home, and the structured time that I have. And even though that we may have like a outline that tells us, you know, what we're going to talk about here and there, I don't really know what we're going to talk about.
Not really.
Right? So yeah, no. There is some stuff that comes up that makes me think, and I don't think the way that I do at work that I do when I'm on the show, because it makes me think, it makes me ponder, it makes like, because everybody has varying points of view, and you're all from different parts of the United States. We have, and in conjunction to that, people on Utini team, they're different parts of the world that make me think completely differently about everything that I've ever known growing up. And so that's one of the main reasons why I loved hanging out with you guys love hanging out with you guys, is because everybody has a different point of view and it's all valid. Yeah. It's all valid shit that I listen to, and it makes me happy as soon as I get off. Remember what we always like when we talked about, when we used to talk about Star Wars all the time, and we still... Relax, we still do. That's funny that to keep reiterating that, but like, I wanted to get off the Zoom call. I wanted to get off the show and watch Star Wars again.
Yes, every week,
every single time.
Yeah, every single week.
Happen like that.
Yeah,
we just like drill down into Star Wars so deeply, and it was like, oh. All right, I'm gonna turn on the Bad Batch.
Yeah,
exactly.
Something like that, right? or like we would get off the show, and it's kind of like you know, like when you start dating somebody and you go to the door and they like wiggle their keys and like, well, I mean, I guess, is this it? Like, we would all be like, well, you guys want to hang up or we can keep talking. And we would talk for like an hour after the show sometimes about like,
that is true,
the same topic or something else that we had thought of in the show, because it's like that same vibe of like, I do want to keep talking about this. I do want to keep doing this. Like, and it was fun. Yeah, exactly. I would giggle because Wes would look at me nice. You sunbeam of a man.
I'm getting a tan. It's illness. I'm sorry.
It's the red shirt.
I think this was like the weird foundation that sort of held us all together, honestly. And it was such a joy to have this group like during the pandemic. Like, I mean, everybody,
lifesaver.
Everybody said, all my friends were like, they didn't know how to have a social life. Nope. And I didn't realize how much I took for granted an online community and digital friends. And
yep,
because it was so easy. I mean, honestly, I didn't have a single ounce of I'm not getting enough social connection during the pandemic.
Me neither. It was insane.
It didn't happen at all. And I know we worked through it and we saw people every day because we were in that hell. But still, I don't know. I never felt like I was missing out on my friends and that sort of thing. I didn't want to leave that behind. And I think what we actually realized that it's helpful to have something to bring you together. And I think that is what fandom actually is. And I think that is why we have pivoted everything, is because fandom is really just a lens for community.
It's an excuse to get together.
Like, yeah. There's a Heat game playing, and we know that if we go to Charles's house and watch the Heat game, we're going to watch 60% of the Heat game. We're also going to talk about how your life
is Charles
going.
Is screaming and throwing things.
Exactly. What's your job up to? Like, how
it's earnestly a great... Like, I mean, sport is such a great reason for it, because, like, some people, the not in our community as much, but some people still say, like, you know, why do men care about sports? Why do women go to the volleyball games? Or why do people always go to sports? Like, I don't get it. It's like, because if you do that, then it means you are there with someone you care about. You have something that's happening that you can talk about, but really you can just be with each other for another reason. Mm-hmm. Like, saying, hey, do I get a beer on Monday night? Is like, yes. But it's like, yo, the game's on, we should get a beer. There's just something about that excuse that we still societally have to give ourselves.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's like we if you've ever tried to set up a game night or a taco night, like, between all your friends, and, like...
Those both sound great.
They do sound
great. God, I want tacos.
But then they fall apart. Like, you do it, like, two or three times, and it doesn't work anymore. And it's like, why doesn't that work? It's because there's no... continual engagement. There's no extra thing. And I think that's what fandom actually is. It's really just an excuse to connect with your fellow man. And I think that is what we've accidentally realized through the show and through Utini and everything else. And if we can figure out how to help other people do that, what we're actually helping people do is find a sense of belonging and community and friendship and humanity, honestly. Like, it's deeper than just Star Wars. Yes, it's fun to talk about the Force and the lightsabers and the awesome stuff, and we can all do that, but, like, it's only fun to do that because you're doing it alongside other people who also feel that same excitement, same energy, and are going to lift you up and make you more excited. Like, that's what fandom actually is, and I think that we can apply that same values that we've applied to Star Wars, then we can apply it to basically every other fandom that ever exists. But when you show up to Utini, if you come to Utini to see the baseball show that we're about to launch, the baseball podcast, you know that when you come and participate in a community, even if you don't give a crap about Star Wars or Dune or comics or video games or anything, even if you don't care about anything, even if you're only a sports fan, you know that when you show up to Utini, you're showing up for these shared values of passion and positivity and diversity and inclusion and, like, no gatekeeping. You know what you're signing up for, like, because it's got Utini's name on it, and I think that is what we can offer.
And people give something to try, like, this show every week, we're going to be talking about earnestly what we're into, what we're talking about, what's on our minds. A lot of times, probably some Star Wars stuff. About that a lot, and then some weeks it won't be. And what we can promise is that if you come to the show, you watch the show, this part of Utini, you're going to be the fifth friend hanging out with us. You're going to be hanging out while we chill on for us, when we record on a Monday night, we're just sitting with our friends, talking about things that we love, learning things, making jokes. And that's the show, is that we're going to kind of guide you through an active participation of this idea that the company's based around.
And that was a cool thing about when we were shutting down the original podcast too, was some of the really nice messages we got from the community that had founders about how they did feel exactly like that. Like, you know, the fifth person sitting in the room, it was their constant too, even though they weren't actively maybe participating in the conversation. Or, you know, we had the YouTube comments and everything going when we were live, but it did that for some people. And how special is that, that it can do the same thing for other people that it was doing for us through that as well. So
I think that is the future of the show. That is what the Utini show is. The Utini show is an exploration of community through the lens of fandom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I just made that up on the spot.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that.
Put that on a t-shirt.
I'm going to forget it.
Yeah. if only we were recording this.
If only it was recording. Yeah. I think that's what it is. I want to. Wes is a big fan of WWE, right? Big fan of wrestling. No.
Professional wrestling.
Already messed it up.
See? He likes the ones that are, like, in just barnhouses in Texas that, like, you get a flyer for.
Hey, I saw the Iron Claw. I get how it works.
Those are the cheapest tickets.
Westlake's professional wrestling.
Wrestling. Oh my God.
Westlake's wrestling.
Westlake's make it sound even more manly. Appreciate you.
Wrestling. Have you seen the TikTok of like the forerunner with the ladder on the back? He's like, he's the little ladder. He's got the little ladder on his little forerunner. Have you seen that? I drive a forerunner. I can make fun.
Yeah, you have one, don't you?
I don't have a ladder. A little ladder. But I want one. It looks good. A little ladder. That's what we're gonna do. I wanna learn about professional wrestling because Wes likes professional wrestling. He's my friend, and I want him to teach us about it. He's talked about having family connections to it, and his dad was into it. And
North Carolina is a huge wrestling state.
Is that true?
That's true. It is. That is where Ric Flair is from.
Dude, see, I didn't know that. North
Carolina.
I want to talk about that. I got big into racing. Last year, I've slowly gotten both Eric and Charles, and then also our friend Tim, who's been on the show before, into Formula One. Wes is holding out for some reason.
He'll get there.
He's already talked about it. He's a busy man.
Holding out on us. But what we don't know a damn thing about is NASCAR.
That's okay.
I would be doing NASCAR with you, gentlemen.
We'll get there.
We live in Charlotte, and there's a NASCAR racer. Maybe we should go to a NASCAR race together, and then see. I don't know. There's a show on Netflix about it. That sounds fun. We should look at that.
Rent an RV.
Charles, rent an RV. What?
Rent an RV. All four of us.
Go to the NASCAR race.
Okay. And we'll
check on my boss on my expense account, but yeah, we can talk about that. That's great.
Wes can loan us a bunch of flannel, and we can drink beer all weekend. And we'll fit right in. That'd be great.
Absolutely.
Twist my arm, baby.
All three of you.
Charles is a huge fan of basketball in the Miami Heat, and this year somehow we traded. The last bro weekend we had, I traded Formula One for basketball, and I've been following Miami Heat this year.
Has it been the best?
Yeah.
Hasn't been the best.
But I mean, it's really fun to follow, but...
I love watching it. I've really enjoyed watching it. I can't wait till playoffs this year. My first time I've watched any playoffs together.
AKA the real season.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to talk about that some. Eric consumes more freaking media than anybody I've ever met in my life. This man sees... How many movies do you see a month?
Well, AMC A-List, hashtag not a sponsor. I probably average about 3 to 5 in the theater.
It's impressive. Listen, I bought AMC A-List in December because we were going to go see Ferrari.
I remember.
And I was like, you know what? This is save some money. I'm going to watch this. All I got to see is 2 movies a month.
That's it.
You know how many times I've used that?
Zero.
Literally zero.
Oh, wow. I tried to give you some credit.
You were close to going over.
Like, we're going to see Dune. Yeah. No. But yeah. Yes. I see a lot and I consume a lot. And honestly, it's because of you guys, though. Is that like, because Charles also got us into Brandon Sanderson, and I'm like, cool, we're going to do this. And then I read everything, and that's Corey's reading Brandon Sanderson. We do share a lot of interspersed things at different points, which is also very fun.
It's not just about consumption. That's the key thing, right? It's not just about consumption. It's about the fact, like, yes, Brandon Sanderson is an unbelievably good writer. I love the content, and if I had discovered it on my own, I would have loved it too. Mm-hmm. But I read Brandon Sanderson because Charles told me to.
Yep.
Right? And I wouldn't have touched that if you hadn't have said anything, right? So I think that's what this show is. It's an exploration of things that we love and we care about because our friends love and care about those things. And it's fun. And I think it makes you a better human being. It makes life more rich with value and joy to have that sense of participation in something.
And that's what the show's going to be, and we're going to come to you every week. Some weeks we'll talk about a question we have about one of our passions. Some days it'll be a teaching moment. But either way, we hope you enjoy it and have some fun. Either way, I get to hang out with you, my best friends, again after far too long of being away. So everyone, make sure to – here's the thing. Bear with me. Like the video, subscribe to the channel. Make sure you hang around for the Atini show and a little tease. I guess we can start doing this in the show next week. We're talking about the prequels. We're doing a Star Wars episode because a lot of us are prequel kids. Wes had just got his AARP card when The Phantom Menace came out, so we'll talk to him about that. And until next time, make sure to keep the Atini way in your heart. And as always, may the Force be with you.